Following this year's World No Tobacco Day, which focused on the need to expose the negative effects of the tobacco industry, government and civil society groups are making efforts to create awareness about its negative health effects. The Deputy Director of the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Che Farid, at a news briefing in Accra, called on the media to help achieve this objective.
Tobacco use is one of the leading preventable causes of death, according to the World Health Organization. The global tobacco epidemic kills nearly 6 million people each year, of which more than 600,000 people are exposed to secondhand smoke. This is why the Ministry of Health and its agencies, in collaboration with other ministries, find it necessary to protect the public from the harmful effects of the tobacco industry. Dr. Che Farid regrets that as government tries to reduce the use of tobacco, players in that sector are also bent on increasing sales. He said some countries find it difficult to make laws that discourage people from patronizing the product because the industries have established very strong rapport with lawmakers. This, he said, has to be prevented in Ghana. Dr. Farid explains why some young people who smoke find it difficult to quit.
If those who are smoking start in adult life, when they can take good decisions, then it should be assumed that they are matured enough to know what to do. Unfortunately, 7 out of 10 people who smoke started when they were in their teens. At that age, they are not sufficiently enlightened and informed to stay away from tobacco. If 7 out of 10 start in their teens, then when they go beyond the teen to 21, 22, why can't they stop? They can't stop because there is a chemical in the tobacco called nicotine. As soon as you start smoking, this nicotine goes to hide in the brain.
Deputy Director of Ghana Health Service, Dr. Che Farid, ending that report by Sandra Danso.